This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, November 17th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. Ecuador's president is taking aim at free and open communication in that country, seeking to not only license media outlets, but also restrict those who may use those outlets to communicate with the public. Gabriela Calderon, editor of ElCato.org, lives in Ecuador and communicates using media outlets there. She comments.
Rafael Correa is an economist. He studied in the University of Chicago at Illinois, and he studied at in Belgium. He did his master's, and he did his master's in Illinois, and he also studied in Belgium before. And he's the president of our country. He's part of the current of the socialism of the 21st century. And what has happened most markedly in the past year, which is his third year in power, is a systematic attack of all independent media outlets. And this is not just something to silence critics. It has an ideological component to it. In his latest inaugural speech, when he won elections again, this January, he said that there's a basic incoherence between private ownership of the media and giving a public service, which is communication. So he believes there's an inherent evil in the media being privately owned.
So he does not believe that private sector actors can provide public services?
I think that's a valid assertion. I certainly know that he doesn't believe that privately owned media can provide a better service than state-owned media.
How does he want to regulate communications in Ecuador?
Well, he has, there's the official proposal for the new communications law. It's called the Panchana Law. And this communication has several worrying aspects. One of them is that the state would create this entity that would have a majority under the executive power. And this group would decide every year if they renew the license to operate to all media outlets. This includes newspapers, radios, and TV. And this is a yearly registration process. That is like having the sword of Damocles on your neck every year. And another feature, which is new to Ecuadorian media, is that there would be no limitation whatsoever on the use of public announcements via private media. This is severely abused in Latin American countries. I'm sure in the U.S. it's been heard of the Chavez's chains, where he just like breaks into privately owned media and broadcasts his show for hours and hours. Well, this happens in Ecuador as well, but not for hours and hours, but only during news hours. So instead of listening to private news broadcasting, normally we are caught listening to presidential announcements that are basically they have the purpose of keeping you from listening to independent news. Another worrying feature is that whoever feels affected by any information issued by any private media outlet can accuse this private media outlet of doing something illegal or unconstitutional. And while the judicial process goes on, nobody's allowed to report on the controversial issue.
No media outlet is allowed to discuss it if there is an adjudication waiting.
Nobody, not even the affected person, nor the media that said it to begin with. This is very serious. This includes state authorities. If a minister is accused or is involved in a corruption scandal, and this is reported by any media outlet, let's say a newspaper, that minister has the authority, has the power to accuse the media outlet of of libel. And then neither the minister nor that outlet have the power to keep talking about it or to keep research, to keep showing people what's going, to keep informing people about what that issue is about.
What about people who communicate on these networks or write pieces in newspapers? How is that relationship between outlets and the individuals who use those outlets to promote ideas. How is that relationship?
That's another wearing feature of the Panchana law. The Panchana law, which is the president's basically the president's proposal for a new communication regulation, is that everybody that is in the business of social communication, and again, social communication is not properly defined in the project, anyone that is involved in communicating, and this can be anybody from an op-ed writer to a news reporter, has to have a professional title related to communications. They include in the law communications majors and advertising majors and nothing else. So if you're an economist and you want to write op-eds, you wouldn't be allowed under this law to do so.
What does that mean for your ability to communicate in Ecuador?
I guess the newspaper I write a weekly column for would have to violate the law to keep publishing my op-eds. I mean, if not, then I guess I wouldn't be allowed to write anymore. It should be noted that this is a very important incident. If this law, if this gag law gets passed, then the president, Rafael Correa, will have pretty much no limit to his power left. In terms of what he can do from the executive, he will have he already has full control of the judiciary over the majority in Congress, and he already controls the electoral tribunal, and he already controls the constitutional court. So pretty much the free press is all we had as an independent power in civil society.
Gabriela Calderon is a weekly columnist in Ecuador. You can read her writings at elcato.org.